Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, so we were talking about, when do you need to pull the trigger with the offensive play caller? And we established that. But one reason I thought about that, Figgy, is like I saw this tweet and I'm like, oh, it's worse than I thought. That's my confession. Did you see the tweet? And I forget who put it out there. Aziz Al-Shaair was asked about the likelihood of a players only meeting.
Yeah.
I think it was Sarge.
Yeah, salute to Sarge. We actually have that right here.
Okay, play it because my confession is when I saw that, I went, oh, it's worse than I thought.
Is there any point that you all have thought about just having a players only meeting or anything to get back on, get back on the same page, get to where you all need to be?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I think kind of like last year we had a couple of those and, I think that's definitely something that we've talked about already, but just something we kind of just keep it in-house for sure.
Already?
Reggie, you're talking about a players-only meeting after week three? That's all I needed to hear to tell me it's worse than
we are already in the Miami territory at this point.
That is awful.
We're in the same boat as Miami.
Is it weird, though, that I didn't quite get to that place? And the reason why is clearly there is coaching things that need to happen. At the same time, especially when you're talking about defensively with the Z's, there's a number of things where I'm like, hey, yeah, no, there's some player level things, right? The idea that this tackling keeps popping up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was fascinated when you end up at halftime, coming out from halftime, and after having seemingly looked a little bit better at tackling, I remember there was a play in particular where Jalen Petrie comes up and all he does is wrap a dude and stand him up and wait for, like, they were like, yo, wrap dudes up first guy. It is the responsibility of other guys to come and make sure that this play is finished. That was clearly the messaging. It clearly got taken. Up until halftime, they came out in just three straight plays, missed tackles, and I was like, hey, guys, why is this leaving y'all so quickly? Why is this programming resetting? So I do imagine that portion of it for sure. You got to be like someone like Aziz, a defensive guy, is like, hey, we need to chat. D'Amico, don't worry about this one. We need to check because what is wrong with us?
What did J.J. Watt say about players only meeting?
Oh, yeah. I mean, fair. It's fair.
Go ahead and pack your bags. It's over, those lines. No, I saw that. I'm like, wow. I know it's bad, but dang. Players only already?
Yeah, I had not. That is never a good thing. Can we also talk about, talk about this anytime players only comes up, which I got to say so damn bad you can't say in front of the coaches.
Well, I think it's a reflection of the coaching. Not necessarily a particular coach, but of the coaching they're getting, of the organizational, systems they're running, et cetera. And that ain't great. That ain't great.
I've got to admit that I'm actually I'm finding a little bit, or rather even more grace for one Ariante Ursary. Because we've seen a number of, especially on a day like today and yesterday as well, seen a number of kind of graphics with different ratings and numbers that have come out about all of the offensive linemen that were drafted, and many of them having struggles as well. The guys that we reviewed highly, like a Josh Simmons or a Josh Connerly, some of those names like have been rough. I was just reading out to you a number of those guys who at least via PFF grades. I mean, there's only like two of them that have, or three of them that have passing grades.
Yeah.
One of them, I will say, seeing Tate Ratledge.
I'm just looking at it right now.
Especially last night. Tate Ratledge, who wasn't expected to start, but then the starting center ahead of him retires. And Ragnow, it was Frank Ragnow, wasn't it? Retires. I don't know why I remembered it just in the nick of time, by the way. Frank Ragnow retires, and all of a sudden, here you go, Tate Ratledge, rookie. Can you start on at center? And apparently the answer is yes, really damn well, in fact. Really made me feel bad seeing that that was something that you could have.
You had two chances to draft him, didn't you?
Yeah. And that's a dude who, I know he's a center, and maybe this scares you off, especially seeing as you have two dudes. It's like, oh, he's a center, but he can also move around.
Mm-hmm.
Tate Ratledge was also, he played guard at Georgia.
Yep.
I don't know. Just saying. Just saying.
Yeah.
What you saying? Get the tires on whatever interior old lineman that pop up?
Well, no, but also the evaluation, which we talked about earlier, of offensive linemen.
I mean, look, I'm not saying that it would have gone exactly the same if he had played guard or if he had not been drafted to the Lions, because I do think that that's part of it, right? Culture and the entirety of the system that you're in matters.
Yeah.
That said, Tate Ratledge looked like he could ball.
Yeah.
And he looked like he could block. And especially when you're talking about rotating guards right now. I don't know. I was just a thought that passed by.
Irritates me.
Is that it, or are there more things that irritate
you? No, the rotating guards thing. Good. Just, God, I don't know.
So this is my confession. We've been having the conversation for years about Houston sports and how, I guess people arrive late to these events and how it's a big issue. My confession is we need to just stop having this conversation because I have no idea how to solve this.
It's not going
to
change.
It's not going to change, man. Yeah. And this was me, at the U of H game when they played Colorado. And we know how they did with the tickets and all that stuff. Damn near every seat was full or sold. Tickets were sold. I got there, man. It was damn near kickoff. I'm like, man, where is everybody at?
We're a different kind of people here in Houston.
Yeah. And now by halftime, probably midway through the second quarter, it was packed.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, it's like if I was in charge of trying to get people there early, I wouldn't know what to do.
Well,
like I just don't understand. We always talk about, oh, maybe we could do this by getting them in and all this other stuff. I don't know if it's
They haven't tried everything.
I don't know if it's the city.
You've hosted parties before, or you've had some.
Oh, change the time. Hey,
you got to lie, baby. Oh yeah, no, we kicking off at 10:30 today. Like the NFL special pro. I don't know. Yeah. It's a special thing they're doing. We kicking off at 10:30.
Yeah.
So be out there at 10:30.
That one family member we always have. Hey, tell them.
You know how to.
Tell them it starts at 1 o'clock, not 2 o'clock.
you know that person in your life, and apparently Houston sports fans are that person.
How about
in your life.
Monday Night Football home opener? And it's still.
Yeah.
Yeah, somehow they decided to kick off at 4:30, guys. So make sure you get out here by 4:30, and we'll go ahead and, oh, you only showed up at 6? Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I just don't know what it is.
It's
like,
crazy.
I just don't understand. Like, if I was in that seat and they say, hey, Figgy, you got to get the people there early.
What do you do?
Lost, other than what Reggie said. It's not just at first you think, oh, it's a Rockets thing. Or oh, it's just the Texans and all this other stuff and traffic around there.
Astros, yeah. Just the Cougars,
Dynamo.
It's everywhere.
Dynamo
man.
Get there, don't they?
Dynamo around halftime it started filling up a little bit.
Same with Dynamo.
Yeah. And that's when they're really good too.
Yeah.
But man, it's a city thing, man. I just don't know what to do.
It is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, so my confession here is I know it's a little gross, okay?
Oh, no.
I know it's a little gross.
Oh, no.
But I'm here to confess that and ask the question, is it a no-go or is it a lot gross? Is it grosser than I thought? Let me explain.
Oh, no.
Explain what I have in my hand right here.
Oh, that is a chapstick.
Yeah.
The blue variety.
The blue variety chapstick.
I don't
know
if that means anything, but I just wanted to be as detailed as I could.
I came into the office today, and, you know, because I was out in the sun all weekend, my lips were a little chapped, a little, you know, irritated. And I saw a chapstick laying on the table here in the middle of the studio.
Oh, no.
So I picked up that chapstick, and I rubbed with my thumb. You may have seen me doing it during
talks. No, I missed it.
I rubbed with my thumb a couple of layers off, and then I just used the chapstick. I know that's a little gross because it's not my chapstick. And now my lips are on someone else's chapstick that they left here. Is that a no-go for you guys, or did I play that right?
That's a hell no for me.
Yeah, what?
It's definitely a no-go, at least from the...
But I wiped a couple of layers off.
I feel like you personally, fine.
Yeah.
The person who comes back is like, oh, this is where I left my chapstick and thinks nothing of it.
Yeah. No, I feel like you did the right thing as far like just trying to not be on...
Someone else's mouth.
Yeah. you did as much as you can do.
Yeah.
But still, that's not enough for me.
I had never considered the idea that, man, I forgot my chapstick at work. Maybe somebody would use it. Now, if my chapstick is not in my possession, like it's at
this
the
isn't
airport.
Yours, is it?
It is a bunch. No. I use an entirely different brand myself.
But see, I took the cap off and I kind of went like that.
I mean, okay. Yeah. Whatever you say, big dog. Like, ultimately, I now have to change my personal MO as to if I lose my particular lip balm, it's dead to me. Because I can't just find it and be like, oh, this is fine. Because apparently people like Lopez exist that are like, I can use this.
Yeah. Nah, you can't do that. That's kind of like leaving your drink at an open bar in Miami. And you're like, nah.
So it's not the gross part that is the problem. It's the fact that someone else realize.
It is the gross part on this all of it, man.
Nah, I wouldn't have did that.
My lips were chapped. What are you going to do?
I would have just been walking around looking like Pookie from New Jack City.
From the 346, what Lopez did is the most disgusting thing I've heard this week. That's actually probably an okay thing that you haven't had.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I think you're in the lead right now.
I'm in the lead.
It's Tuesday.
See, and now some of you guys are also making me aware of other things that people use chapstick for that make it very much solidified that if I lose my lip balm, that thing is done. Like if I find it, it's going straight into the trash because y'all be putting it there?
Again, I wiped off a couple of layers. It was fresh to me.
Who do you think it is, though?
I don't know.
Whose is it?
But someone's really nervous of our coworkers. Let's listen.
Yeah, who else?
Is it Bajani?
Is that a Clint?
Might be a Clint. We're going to have to ask him.
All right. We'll get to the bottom of that.
I'll leave it right there.
Or we'll say we'll get to the bottom of that and we'll never get back to it.
And now John has a disease.
You don't come up with COVID, brother.
Somebody said that's well. Again, I don't feel comfortable reading those. There you go. A little lunchtime confessions here in Loop on Sports Radio 6.
We're getting more text on chapstick than anything else today.
You think people want to text more about the offense? You think people want to text more about any of that? All right. Coming up next here, let's go ahead and do a little college football on a Tuesday. Talk about the things that happen in college football, including I think I might need to apologize because I might have mischaracterized some. We'll do all that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only. It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love.
I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.